All right, I'm going to begin. I was asked what was the happiest moment of my life, and I thought that I would have to think too long and too hard to come up with one moment, but something did spring to mind, and I just want to share the feelings that came with it. It was a Friday night, a summer, early summer Friday evening in my hometown of Boise, Idaho. My then 16-year-old son and my husband and I went to see the newest Star Trek movie down at the big cinema downtown. And I like Star Trek. I like science fiction, and my boys like science fiction. And we went to the movie, and we just had a great time. And then we came out just full of excitement about the film, and we were replaying moments from the dialogue and pretending we were X-Fighters and that we had sabers and all sorts of silly stuff. And then we went to dinner. I love being taken out for dinner. And we sat outside on the sidewalk. It was a sidewalk cafe. And it was early summer, and the air was warm and the food was good. And I just had a good, silly time. And I was with people that I deeply love. Just in that moment, I felt so blessed to have so much in my life. And that wasn't science fiction. Thanks. So the next question is for the next person. What lessons did you learn from a difficult time in your life?
I've been really fortunate. Had really great parents, and they raised me really well and took care of me. It's never exactly been a cakewalk, but difficult is going too far. So the first thing that came to mind was really a time in my life that I kind of thrust upon myself that I would say is difficult. And I know it feels stupid to say it because everyone has like actual difficult times, and I'm pulling out something that I kind of put on myself. But one of the hardest times in my life, also the funnest, but the most difficult, was when I decided to move out and go to college. I'm the first in my family to go get a four-year degree and to go to college. Pretty much none of my parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles had finished school at this point. And it was right at 18. Basically, I graduated high school and hung out for the summer. I had had a girlfriend for about the last year and a half of high school, kind of packed up at the end, right at 18, and moved out about an hour and a half away to a city that had no one that I knew. I'd really never spent any time there. I didn't know anybody there. I decided this is where I was going to go and go to school because I really liked the school. My parents were great. They helped. I had problems getting there. I had my car breakdown on the way. Like, my very first drive down, my car basically stopped working. And they came down and helped me rent a car and kind of, like, get settled. And just helped me out. And it was a really fun time. I was, other than them helping with my car and they paid for my tuition, I was doing everything else. I was working part to full time. I was going to school full time. It was, looking back on it, I mean, it was hard because I was really, that was the first time I'd really kind of been left to my own. And I was making money, but I was making barely minimum wage supporting myself. And it was probably one of the more character building moments of my life, I think. You know, had to really like buckle down. I would refuse to get into debt. And so I had to basically every time I got a paycheck, I would have to take it and split it up into chunks and say, okay, I have X dollar bills at the end of the month, so I need to put this away. And then I'd look at the pittance that I had left and go, okay, I got 2 weeks where I got to survive on this 100, 200 bucks. I got really good at finding free food was basically the answer. My grandpa had passed away recently and he left a whole, 6 months worth of Nutrisystems. And so for a long time, my first couple years of college, I was eating Nutrisystems. So I'd kind of get up, I'd go to work, I'd go to school, and I'd come back and eat Nutrisystems. It wasn't, like I said, it makes me feel overly privileged, I guess, to say that it was like the hardest time, but it was. But, you know, as now I've kind of gotten more successful and money's not tight anymore, I've looked back on that time and was like, I was really, I think, fortunate. I think it was a really good idea for me to go jump out on my own and really have to kind of like figure everything out. Like, how am I going to find a place to live? How am I going to pay bills? How am I going to get to school and get to work and just deal with everything? That, I think, I kind of look back almost as like training wheels of life later on. Now, as I start to earn more money, I've dealt with having a little, and so I can deal with more. All that just kind of turned out to be really, really helpful as I grew up. Some interesting lessons that I learned from a difficult time, and more importantly, a lesson that I learned that sometimes you have to put yourself into tough situations. Sometimes you need to, all the time, you need to challenge yourself. And, you know, if you're fortunate and life's pretty easy, then maybe it's time for you to, you know, put that little effort in or make it a little bit harder and learn something. And I think I've tried to take with that also, like, learn that, okay, it's hard out there and it can be really difficult. And when you are fortunate, you are getting all of this kind of advantage, or you're making more money or whatever, that it's important to give back. So I've tried to spend a lot of time and put aside money and kind of take care of other people as best I can, and really always look to put other people first whenever I can. And I mean, part of that's my parents, but I think part of that did come from like experiencing some of the harder times that I've had put myself through. So that's it. I guess for the next person, I'm going to say, what traditions have been passed down in your family?
A lot of it is about whenever we go to California, it is not that often, but every time we go there, we have to go to a special place, ice cream shop, called Fenton's. It's because we have a baby and we got a really tall ice cream plate, and he played with it a lot. Mm-hmm. He smashed it and he got all messy.
Yes, he did. You know, you did the same thing when you were a little baby. So what? It is kind of a tradition, isn't it?
Yeah. It was babies smashing ice cream.
All right. Good job.
Okay.
What's the hardest or the best thing about growing up?
That I get to go to kindergarten.
Is kindergarten hard or is it fun?
Fun.
What's so fun about it?
Because I get to go to recess and it's so fun going on the duck seesaw things.
On the what?
Duck seesaw things.
What else do you like about kindergarten?
Learning Spanish.
Learning Spanish?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say something in Spanish?
Buenas tardes, como estas? Como estas? Manos arriba, manos arriba, manos de paz. Manos de paz.
Good job. What's your teacher's name?
Miss Jensen.
Where is she from?
Puerto Rico.
No, that's from Argentina.
What? Argentina.
Are there any hard things about growing up?
No.
No? All right. Okay, well, good job, dude.